The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
This is the thing that irritated the snot out of me that Bill O'Brien mentioned. It's like, well, you're saving your timeout for fourth down. That's a loser mentality. Now, I will defend Bill O'Brien because I thought the play designs, the play calls throughout the game were pretty good. He's got a bad quarterback who couldn't get guys the ball.
Maybe it's too small of a sample size, but I don't even think Tom Savage is a viable backup quarterback at this point. What's he shown you that makes you go, yeah, that guy can win you a... I mean, if you can't win this game,
and that's
what games are you going to win?
Any team was to ever have the synergy to cause players to take hometown discount. Is this the team that does it?
You've already gotten the hometown discount with Jose Altuve.
I would go to him right now and say, listen, we got you through the end of 2019. If you'll sign through 2021, I'll redo this contract with you and pay you what you're worth. And
but they're not going to do that.
I know they're not going to do that, but then he'd be 30.
Because if you pay him what he's worth, your payroll skyrockets.
Yeah, the guy's earned it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available at podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1 for the third hour. And happy to have you guys. And one thing we haven't had a chance to talk about yet is college football in any kind of detail. And my goodness, what a very strange weekend. And somebody asked me earlier, how'd that A&M play go? That was my only miss of the weekend. It wasn't a miss. It was a push.
You were lucky to get that push. It looked like it was...
I've been unlucky to lose a lot of games over the last 3 weeks. I'm not going to apologize for getting lucky to get a push.
You never do.
So we'll start with Oklahoma. They don't play much defense, do they?
No. Luckily for them, neither does Oklahoma State. That was a fun game to watch, though.
Yeah, I love games like that. I'm a big offense guy, and that was pretty offensive. So Ohio State, we talked about a little bit. Iowa just... mauled Ohio State 55-24. I don't really see much of a path for Ohio State to get in at this point.
I don't either.
Alabama beats LSU 24-10. I think LSU hung in there just once again, no offense.
That's the deal. Like, if LSU could come up with an explosive play every now and again, that's the way to beat Alabama, is put the ball down the field, make something big happen. And LSU's just incapable of doing that.
They don't have the kind of quarterback you have to beat Alabama. We've seen it.
In the trenches, you know, LSU's, they're right there with Alabama. I mean, which is saying something.
But you look at the guys who've beaten Alabama, Deshaun Watson, Johnny Manziel, Chad Kelly, you know, versatile guys who can throw and run.
Yeah, it ain't this guy.
Yeah. Georgia keeps rolling. This one's a little closer than I thought it might be, but Georgia takes care of South Carolina's day number two.
Yeah, South Carolina's not garbage.
No, you know, they can hang around.
They're 6-3. I mean, it's a decent squad. I mean, they're a middle of the road SEC team, which is more than I would have thought they'd be coming into the season.
Wisconsin stays unbeaten. They're probably the Big Ten's last chance to get in the playoff with a crushed Indiana. They've been pretty good this year. There's no question. I mean, when you're undefeated, it's one thing, but they've looked really good at times.
They're undefeated, but they've not played any. Their best win is still a home win against Northwestern.
Yeah.
I mean, and
it's going to stay that way about the championship game.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Michigan gives them a game, but the Big Ten championship will decide a lot. And if they lose that game, I think they're out too.
Notre Dame 48, Wake Forest 37. Notre Dame's pretty good too.
Notre Dame is good. And
one loss to Georgia, that's it.
Yeah, my worst miss of the weekend was Virginia Tech against Miami. But I told you, I said, I'm just going to double up on Notre Dame this weekend because Miami won and actually looked pretty good in winning.
Yeah.
It made it a shorter number with Notre Dame.
Clemson 38-31 over NC State. I thought NC State might give them a game, and they did. It's hard to tell with Clemson because I'm not sure they're going to get through the season without another loss. I mean, they're good this year, but they're not scary.
Yeah.
Michigan State upsets Penn State. That pretty much takes them out of the whole mix as well. Again, not really surprising. Miami 28, Virginia Tech 10.
Yeah, Miami, this is the best they've looked all year, honestly. I mean, they've luck-boxed their way through games that they shouldn't have won, and this is a game that they were just a better team.
TCU beats Texas for the fourth time in a row. Did you ever think you would hear that?
No. Texas' offense is just horrendous. Horrendous.
Texas is...
Now, to be fair, TCU's defense is good.
Yeah. This was one of the ones I got right. West Virginia 20, Iowa State 16. That was a nice little lick for me.
That was nice.
And that's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
And I think Iowa State's had a real good season. They're a good team, but
they've overachieved.
They have overachieved. And you know, West Virginia also, Dana Holgerson's teams, they tend to get better as the season goes on. Give SMU credit for hanging in with UCF. That was they tend to play these good teams pretty well, and they tend to play the bad teams pretty poorly, does SMU, but UCF's very good, and Scott Frost is going to get a real job after this year.
I'm with you.
Well, we talked about the A&M getting the push. I think it's also going to push Kevin Sumlin out the door.
I think so, man.
Auburn, because now...
2 weeks ago, it looked like maybe he could survive.
Two weeks ago, they were 5-2.
He could not afford to lose both these games. I mean, there's just no...
And basically get thumped in both of them.
Yeah. You could tell they're just not as good as these teams. And these, you know, Auburn, Mississippi State, these are the teams that should be your peers by now in the SEC. And it's pretty clear that...
You should be better than Mississippi State. You really should.
You should be. A&M's not on that level, yeah, though.
Auburn is a very similar type of team. And I think historically, if you look at both of them, they've always kind of been the second school in their... State, and then Auburn wins a national championship, and that's the difference.
Auburn is their Alabama Aggie,
yeah.
Except they win championships every now and again.
Yeah, well, championship, but Mississippi State.
Haven't they won two?
No, they just won the one with Cam Newton. They got to the game and lost to Florida State.
Okay,
yeah.
Mississippi. They won a little while before 93. They won
93.
Well,
it says
it's a claim 93 championship. I don't know.
A claim championship? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Mississippi State struggles but beats UMass 34-23. That was kind of the classic trap game for Mississippi State, but they got it done.
Yep.
7-2. Dan Mullen, next Florida coach?
Could be. I mean, it's a job upgrade.
Yeah.
I don't know what the buyout situation is, but...
Well, he was looking to get out last year.
Yeah.
And, in fact, he had even expressed interest in Houston at one point. Washington State, 24.
By the way, there's a chance that A&M finishes 500 this year. Because I'm not putting Ole Miss, I'm not putting that in the win column.
Well, I'm giving him New Mexico.
I'm willing to do that. But I'm not willing to give them at Ole Miss. And I think LSU thumps them. So... I mean, if they lose that Ole Miss game, you're 6-6.
I don't think 7-5 saves his job.
I don't think it does either.
I think the only way he saves his job is they have to beat Ole Miss and LSU.
Yeah, and then it's 8-4, which is the same as you've been getting.
So, who gets the who wins the Pac-12 this year? Washington? Does Washington State beat Stanford? I don't even know what the hell's going on.
It's tough to say. I mean, well, USC looked pretty damn good this weekend, too. I have no idea who's going to win it. But what I do know is Oregon, they can't score points. They don't have a quarterback. They can't score any points. Washington just hammered them, and it's kind of what I gave up 17, and then the line got down to 14, and none of it mattered.
Some of the other games of interest, we mentioned earlier UH beating East Carolina. Derek King looks great, but... East Carolina is terrible. You're supposed to run up on them. And I looked at this game a long time and thought about given the 24.5 points and chickened out. It would have been too close for me to do that. How about Baylor? How about a moment of silence for Baylor? The losing streak is over.
It's over. If only you could play Kansas every game.
Yeah.
I mean, they're back. Baylor football is back, man. No, but they did get a win. So good for, I told you, they've been playing, you know, they didn't want to be a winless team.
No.
And it would have been just brutal for that program to deal with that after everything else they've already dealt with. You knew that you could see the last several weeks they've just been fighting a lot harder. And they don't have very good players. I don't think their coaching is very good. But you can see the fight in them. I was actually kind of happy for them to be able to get that win. You know, that's the end of their wins. I mean, but because I mean, Texas Tech, they got a dead man walking coach, too. We haven't even talked about them. No. I can't imagine he's back.
No.
But Iowa State and TCU are both better. I mean, when you lose the games to, like, Liberty and UTSA, you lose those games, you can't win many.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Poor Baylor.
Poor Baylor, yeah.
Poor Baylor.
Oh, and poor Rice, by the way.
What day do the...
Just bet against Rice every game for the rest of the way.
Yeah, they're a mess. When do the new rankings come out?
Tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow?
Isn't tomorrow, John?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we'll see how that goes. I mean, looking at the projections, though, I think for a TCU or even Oklahoma at this stage to get in, you got to think, well, first off, I think Alabama, Georgia probably went out, right?
Well, they play each other, so one of them loses.
No, but in the championship game, yes. They play each other. I think one of them losing in the championship game, they still both get in.
I agree. I think both those teams are going to make it, barring some disaster.
And if Wisconsin goes unbeaten, they're in.
I would think so, but I don't think Wisconsin goes unbeaten.
And if Notre Dame doesn't lose again, I think they're in.
Right.
Notre Dame's going to get in over
every other team besides Alabama or Georgia.
Right. And I think the other wild card's Miami.
Well, Clemson still.
Yeah, if Clemson wins out. But if Miami gets through with no losses.
But I also think, like, if, you know, you look at Washington, if they're able to win the Pac-12, I think there should be a discussion had about them. I think if TCU is able to run the rest of the table in the Big 12, I think there should be a discussion about them. But a lot of it depends on who ends up playing in that conference championship game. You know, like if Washington, if USC doesn't lose any more games and they play Washington in the championship, I think that's a solid win. You know, Clemson and Miami, if they both stay on the same path, one of them will play. They'll play for it in a championship game, and one of them will lose.
And Miami might. Well, one of them could easily. Miami or Notre Dame gets.
This is the time where it's so great for Notre Dame not to have a championship game.
Yeah,
but I could also see. I mean, Notre Dame could lose at Stanford. Anything could happen still at this point. Mm. All right, guys, got to tell you about my boy Ben Schoen at David Lowe and Associates. Listen, everybody goes through hard times sometimes, and we all know that there's a lot of people in this city who have gone through hard times, and the last thing you want to deal with is the insurance companies trying to screw you over if you've got a claim on your home or you've got a rental claim or a commercial claim. That's where Ben Schoen at David Lowe and Associates comes in. He's going to stay by your side, make sure the insurance companies don't bully you. He's going to get you the best payout possible. He doesn't get paid unless you get paid. His average payout is 2 weeks. And he's here to help. He's got over 10 years experience dealing with homeowners insurance claims. He's local and has specific knowledge regarding the state of Texas. Don't wait for help any longer. This is your guy. If you're having trouble dealing with the insurance companies, they're jacking around with you, this is the kind of guy you want on your side. DisasterReliefTexas.com. If you want to get in touch with them there, or you can give them a call, 832-871-5067 or DisasterReliefTexas.com. You've got friends to help you get through the tough times at David Lowe & Associates. That's been shown with David Lowe & Associates. I'm a rebel just for kicks. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals.
with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action. At BetDSI, you can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Couple little plugs here. Want to tell you, if you haven't had a chance to check out houston.sportsmap.com, the website. Lots of good stuff on there. I think since yesterday morning, we posted 10 stories, I believe.
Nice.
So, including a story from Brian O'Donnell about why the Texans should reach out to Colin Kaepernick, and now's the time. I don't know. I agree, but okay. But Barry Warner's got a column on there. We got a Dynamo advancing to the Western Conference Finals. We got our weekly Rockets report. It's really good, and lots of Texans coverage. Jermaine Every does a really good job on the NFL, and he's got the good, bad, and ugly from the Texans. We've got Brian's game story on him, and then I basically wrote about the Texans defense. So, and there's NCAA recaps and my UH homecoming story from Indy Lovato, who does a good job, and about De'Aaron King. It's good stuff. There's lots of good stuff there. Go check it out if you get a chance. I promise you will find something you will like. And we'll have a lot more videos here cranking up pretty soon. And I want to thank Nate Griffin for having me on Fox 26 this morning. And 832 says, sports guys, Fred, you look really nice on Fox 26 this morning. I look less hideous than usual today.
Good for you.
Because
I can't wait till you get that black hair with the orange streak.
For one thing, it was the 8 o'clock hour instead of the 6 o'clock hour. So I was a little more awake. And I wasn't up all night dealing with Astros. So I was a lot more alive today than usual.
Yeah.
But I would say I looked less hideous than I usually do. But on a scale of hideousness, still pretty high. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody said there was good from the Texans game. The defense scored a touchdown. Is that the good?
I guess.
I don't know. I don't know where.
That was their offense in the first
half. Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Such a mess.
It's Monday, moral victory Monday.
Yeah, there was no moral
victory. Moral victory. That was just a.
It's only a moral victory when you almost beat a good team. When you almost beat the Colts.
Well, you defense scored a touchdown. That was the moral victory.
Even that. Okay, I don't think I gotta you can go count back that.
And find out what he said was good. Tom Savage completed his first career touchdown pass.
That's true.
It's Monday, moral victory Monday.
Got your room, maybe the worst singer I've ever heard. But, yeah, so anyway, go check all that out if you get a chance. And also, let you know that sometime in the next 2 days, we're going to be dropping a really kick-ass audiobook.
Nice.
Commemorating the Astros championship season. Narrated by Charlie Polillo. We're going to have all the calls in it. It's going to be great. Michael Carroll's finishing it up right now. We're going to have it ready for the people. It's going to make a great gift. It's going to make a great gift for yourself. And you'll be able to relive all the best moments, man. It's going to be awesome. I'm very excited about this. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Yeah, the bright side on I've got a bright side on the Texans for you.
Okay. Go.
They have $48 million in cap room next year, right?
Yeah.
You can ditch Cushing and Derek Newton, and you're picking up about another 15.
Yeah.
That would free you up to go at least two offensive linemen and somebody in the secondary who can actually play. Like a thumper back there.
That'd be nice.
So.
But, I mean, first of all, there's not just offensive linemen growing on trees. Like,
no,
quality offensive linemen.
But you don't know what's going to be available, and you'll be able to go out and spend some money on a good one and be competitive. So. You may not be able to fix it. You may be able to fix it. They fixed the secondary a few years ago in free agency when they went out and got Joseph and Manning. Go get two offensive linemen.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see. Somebody says, huge Texans fan. Me plus 10 friends have stopped watching Texans since the kneeling. How many others do you think have stopped watching? If that's what you choose to stop watching for, that's your business. I don't think you're a huge fan if you're stopping because of that. I think you're just looking, you know, You're making your statement just like they're making theirs. I don't know how many people have stopped. I know Vince Scully has. Woo. But that's your choice. Just like it's their choice to do what they want to do. I think anybody who says, I'm not going to watch because of this. Yeah, I'm like, okay, you probably weren't that big a fan to begin with.
Yeah.
You can't call yourself a huge fan and then say, oh, I'm not going to watch because of this. Because I'm offended.
I dealt with people. I saw people on my Facebook who a week ago said, when the Texans kneeled, I'll never watch another Texans game in my life. And then on Facebook, bitching about the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, if you're going to, I said this on Twitter, I'll only boycott stuff I know I can keep up with. Like, if I'm going to say I'm boycotting something, it's going to be something that, like, I know I can actually do.
Yeah. You know what?
I can't boycott the NFL. Are you crazy?
No.
That's absurd.
But that's your choice if you want to do it, but. I think to call yourself a huge fan and then say that in the next sentence, then you're not a huge fan.
Yeah.
And you never were. And if that's...
I boycott Burger King. That's a real boycott for me.
I'll tell you a real boycott. I boycott bars that took Carbuck out.
Okay.
Because they chose to do that, so I can choose not to go there.
You don't believe in that?
No. That's not... it's not unfair.
Well,
but yeah, as far as that goes, I mean that's your choice, your business. Vince Scully's choice, his business. I don't care if he watches the NFL or not. Do I think there's some people out there who quit watching because of it? Maybe. Do I think there's more people that are just as offended by the way Deflategate was handled or the way Zeke Elliott was handled?
Right.
Yeah, I think you've lost some people because of that. But if you're trying to make a statement of some sort, that then you're not really a fan. That's just my humble opium. We weren't really a fan to begin with. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, 409 says, notice a huge Texans fan proclaimed his boycott after Watson goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you will be boycotting.
That's the time.
Yeah. Oh, look, man, I as I've said all along in this thing, it's the player's right to do that if they choose. It's the owner's right to get pissed off if he wants to. It's your right to get pissed off if you want to. And, you know, to me, I can't get worked up over it. I don't pay any attention to the national anthem on TV.
Yeah, I haven't been following it either.
I tune in at 12:01, and it's over with, and I don't care who's kneeling and who's standing and what statement they're making, and I just watch the football game. And unfortunately, I had to watch that crap yesterday.
Yeah, I honestly don't know if they kneeled or not this week. Did any of them kneel? Do we know?
I have no idea.
I've stopped caring about that.
Yeah, I have too. That's what, and
I just care about football. Like, I honestly, if they kneel, okay. If they don't kneel, okay.
Yeah.
Like, none of that stuff affects me.
Yeah, the only thing that would make it, to me, relevant is if you wound up signing Colin Kaepernick, then that would become a news story and an issue.
Tyler was at the game yesterday, and he said there was no kneeling.
Okay.
What about in church? Were you in church yesterday? Was there kneeling in church?
Yeah, there's kneeling in church.
Okay,
there's
checking.
Kneeling every Sunday.
Yeah? Were you offended by it?
No.
Okay, just checking.
It's the only place you're allowed to kneel.
Oh, all right. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Tim says, I'm a Fairweather Texans fan. I've stopped watching now that Watson is out. How many other people are like me?
I think there's more people like that than the other ones. I think so, too.
Now's the time. I mean, if you want to start boycotting, now's the time to get out.
Well, we kind of saw that yesterday when kickoff.
Yeah.
There was so many empty seats yesterday.
Get your asses out of there. All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. If you're not happy in the job that you've got now, my computer career may have the answer for you. And you might be saying, man, I honestly don't know very much about computers. It's not for me. Doesn't matter. You don't need to. It's not rocket science, guys. You don't need a math background or a computer background. Trenton was a truck driver. And in July, he started classes at My Computer Career. 4 months later, he already started his IT career. We're talking about from truck driver to working with computers in 4 months. It's simple, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, they help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. MyComputerCareer.edu. Promises made. Times are changing.
Do you believe that you can walk on water? Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Expect your calls in a second, but can I say how much I admire Greg Popovich in that, he can come off as surly and cantankerous and things like that. But I think he's a very thoughtful man. Did you see what he did last night when you got it, John?
We won a basketball game, but considering everything that's going on today, it's pretty meaningless. When you think about the tragedy that those families are suffering, it's just inconceivable and impossible to put your head around. So I think talking about basketball tonight is probably pretty inappropriate. So you guys have a good night.
And that was it. He just walked off.
Well,
I appreciate he did that. I know if I'm Spurs beat writer and I'm trying to get quotes about how the team looked, I'm probably irritated, but I mean, that's how the guy feels. His mind's on a tragedy. Doesn't think basketball is appropriate to talk about. I admire that.
Yeah.
So I have nothing but good things to say about him in that regard. And I think he's always been a fairly thoughtful guy.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm a fan of his. He just passed Phil Jackson for sixth on the NBA's all-time win list, which is it's pretty crazy. I mean, I guess it's his decision if he wants to break that record or not. Don Nelson's record.
Yeah.
He's at 11:56. He will pass George Karl this year, who's at 11:75. Then Pat Riley and Jerry Sloan are in the low 1200s. And then Lenny Wilkins and Don Nelson are at the 1330s. So, I mean, you're talking about two more seasons? He went maybe three more
maybe
seasons.
Maybe three.
Yeah. So.
At some point, though, he's got to get tired of this. I mean, he's done everything he could do as a head coach. So.
I mean, it's 50. They average over 50 a year. So
that's not bad.
It won't take long to get there.
All right. You want to zip through some of these calls?
Sure. Let's bang through a couple.
All right. We'll try Mike. Go, Mike.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, fella.
What's that?
Hey, now. Sports.
Well, I was just calling this evening because over the whole kneeling thing, and I think that a lot of us have. I think there's a lot of people that just have a little different perspective of it. I've had family in the military. I have a daughter in the military. And I think I understand the reason behind protesting, and I understand that it gets under people's skin by the nature of it. But I just think that there's a better way to do it than kneeling during the pledge. To me, it's just the thing that stands for and gives them the right to do what they do, to me, just doesn't set well.
Well, to me, as someone who was in the military, as a veteran, the national anthem doesn't that doesn't have anything to do with what I did. I mean, those people aren't playing; they're not fighting for a song. I mean, I don't know about your kid or whoever you're talking about. I didn't join the Army to fight for a song. I joined the Army so people would have freedom. And a peaceful protest, it's supposed to make people uncomfortable. That's what it's about. I mean, if they did it at home, no one would talk about it, and then the cause goes nowhere. You know, people always say, and when I go back to this, when the riots were happening in Ferguson, Missouri, and people started burning towns and stuff, and they said, if you want to protest the injustices, you need to do it peacefully. This is a peaceful protest. And now the people are like, oh, I don't like this. I don't like this kind of peaceful protest. You can't have it both ways. That's what I keep going back to. So I don't know. I don't know anybody that I served with even who was like, I'm offended by people taking it. I just don't. I don't know that that's true.
Wasn't it Nate Boyer that suggested he kneel instead of sit?
Nate Boyer, who told him to do it. Yeah.
Wasn't Nate Boyer in the military?
Yes.
Just checking. Yeah, I think, well, I don't want to get into this crap. I really don't. I just don't care enough. Mark, you're on. Go.
Good evening.
Good evening, sports.
Sports. I also want to throw my hat into the ring. I am a veteran. I have served. I've had family members that have passed away during service. And I, frankly, don't care about the kneeling.
Yeah.
People can kneel. People cannot kneel. I just don't care. And I still like football.
Yeah, I think that what I've noticed is the people who are the most loud about standing up for veterans, and that's what it's about, those people aren't veterans. I mean, there may be some who are offended by it, but I honestly believe they're in the minority.
Doesn't that kind of go with almost anything nowadays? Like, if the whole Yuli Gurriel thing, a lot of non-Asians were offended by it. I think more non-Asians were offended more than I was offended.
Yeah.
I think it's something like that where people like to get offended for other people.
Yeah, I just think it's one of those, to me, if you're getting worked up over it, that's your choice.
Used to, you would only get offended by stuff that offended you. Now you have to get offended for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's one thing to do something stupid, and I'm like, well, that was dumb. That, like with Yuli Gurriel, I was like, well, that was dumb. I wasn't offended by it because, I mean, A, I don't really get offended by things, and B, it's not like he was making fun of me. But, I mean, I just thought it was dumb, and I knew that it was going to cause a bleep storm, and it did, obviously. That's why I said at the time, I was like, I mean, I'm not offended, but it bums me out that happened because it ruins what was a good game, a good win. But that's the way the world is now. Everybody's offended by everything.
That's what it says. I think the vets who are offended are the Vietnam and older generation. And I think that's part of it because,
dude, Vietnam vets had piss thrown on them. Like if that offends them, I mean, I can't imagine that to be true. Vietnam vets, well, they got a lot worse.
I think it's more generational than just vets. I think that older generation came up a certain way with respect to the anthem and the flag. And
I
remember growing up and being told how important it was, and it doesn't get me worked up at all, but you know, I can see it, and I'm from the children of that generation. How's that?
Yeah. Like my grandpa, I can't speak for him because he's dead, but a World War II vet, I can't imagine him being offended by anything that goes on before a football game because I feel like those dudes are so hardcore. They don't give a damn about stuff like that. I mean, but I can't speak for him. I don't know.
Mm. Oh, well.
But I personally, it doesn't bother me one bit. I don't know that it's working, but...
Mm. I think it's just...
Lamont said he doesn't care about kneeling. He said there may be a small percent, but the vets do not care. I will speak for myself. I was not offended. That's what I think. I think that... And Longhorn Dimitri says something smart here. Do you think that non-veterans are more upset because they feel guilty for not serving or because they're so proud of our service? I think that there is that guilt for people who didn't serve and they feel like they've got to stand up and do something. Like that's their way of protecting it. But no one needs that. I said that to some dude on Twitter over the weekend who, by the way, like you go through his timeline, he's like just a complete total racist was what it boils down to. But I was like, I said, hey, did you serve? And he said, no. And I said, okay, do me a favor and quit being the spokesman for all veterans. No one's looking for that. I promise you, all these veterans, grown-ass men, they can speak for themselves. They don't need you out there cheerleading for them. It's unnecessary. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I would, if I were him, I would chill out and have a Carbach. I was setting you up for your read.
I didn't even know I
had
a read.
Wake up, Hoffman.
My bad. I didn't even know I had a read. All right, guys, I got to tell you about I was out at Carbach last night, in fact, for Foam Hinge. I went and saw Blue Oyster Cult out there. It was a fantastic show. They're going to be doing a lot more shows out there, which I'm excited about. Eric was telling me last night they're going to be doing a lot of live music out there. We're going to do some beer dinners out there and some live broadcasts out there eventually. And if you haven't been to the restaurant, you got to check it out. I had a bunch of their sausage last night. It was so good. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They got a fantastic menu, buttermilk fried chicken, vice versa, battered fish and chips, fish tacos, and it all pairs great with the Carbach brews they've got out there. And there's something for everybody. They've got BBH Espresso out on shelves now. You want something a little more mellow, they just cooked up a new batch of Staycation, and they had Hop Delusion on tap at the restaurant, which is usually long gone by now, but they did a late batch, and it's up there now. Check them out. It's Carbach, Carbach Brewing. .com if you want to check them out online, or just stop by the restaurant, or if you're at your favorite bar or restaurant, just ask your bartender or waitress to please make it a Carbach.
Hey guys, $60. Good for a couple steaks, maybe, a couple beers. Fill up your truck with gas, but for a blue pill, that's just wrong. Summerwood Pharmacy is going to fix that for you. Right here in Houston, better solution for your performance need for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. And they've got the same active ingredient. And you get a prescription mailed to an address you choose for free. And the cool thing is, you know, these guys, they're local. They're charging a fraction of the cost. If you've already got a prescription, all you have to do is call your doctor and get it switched over to Summerwood. And instead of paying $60, you're going to pay less than 10 in most cases. Fraction of the cost. Just talk to your doctor, ask him about Sildenafil. And for a good time at a better price, call 281-225-4300. Your lady will thank you for it too. Or you can visit myedrx.com. And again, save some money. Go someplace local. Summerwood Pharmacy. They will take care of you and you're going to save a bunch of money. 281-225-4300. Or go to myedrx.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com or SportsMap94.1.com to find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. My God, I'd be so happy if this subject never came up on the show again. It just brings out the stupidity in everybody. Let's switch it up with a dumbass report.
Let's do it. This is Millennials 101 right here. Eddie Lesham had a new job, and he quit it. He left his job teaching 8-year-olds after finding that it was too hard on his emotional and psychological well-being. He said he found himself crying as a result of, quote, impossible hours and unrealistic targets. There was only one class in the group that he taught, meaning that Eddie found himself planning lessons himself rather than sharing ideas with other teachers over the same year. He added that going to college had not prepared him for the reality of the job, saying the tips on creating lessons plans were impractical for the job. He said, university, we were told that each lesson would require a 3-page plan. But when you consider the fact that I was planning 7 lessons a day, 5 days a week, that's an awful lot of planning to do. He said he got up at 5:30 a.m. most days so he could do marking and planning, but would not get home until 6:30 p.m.
Oh, dear.
He says he was unable to socialize with other teachers at lunchtime and usually found himself in his classroom working. Life was too hard as a school teacher for him, so he quit crying after one semester. And then we got a couple gun stories, Fred.
Okay.
Paul Reed, who's 56 years old, had a dispute with a family member. And that tends to happen. I mean, every once in a while. It doesn't. I try not to let it happen in my family where it comes to gunplay. But there was an argument at an auto body shop. Police say he got into an argument with a 33-year-old nephew. Reed reportedly punched and strangled him before following him outside with a gun. The victim told police Reed then pointed the gun at his chest and fired, but the gun misfired. He then tried to run away and says Reed fired a second shot at him. Probably not a good idea if you like try to shoot a man point blank in the chest to keep shooting it, because now he's... Besides being charged with attempted homicide and assault, he has major injuries to his hand. Not good. He's in the Westmoreland County Jail on $100,000 straight cash bond. And here's another one. If you, for whatever reason, this is irresponsible gun ownership. You know, McDonald's now has all-day breakfast. People love McDonald's breakfast for whatever reason. For some reason, this location didn't have a steak bagel available at the time a customer wanted one. And he decided to pull a gun on the employee. This was in Warren, Ohio. The McDonald's employee was at the restaurant when two men came through the drive-thru at 3:40 a.m. She said the driver pulled a gun and called her an explicit name when she told him the bagels were not being sold at this time. Police say the incident is one of the most unusual calls they have ever received, and just like that, there's aggravated assault over a breakfast sandwich. Steak bagel, that's absurd.
Who eats
McGriddle,
anyway?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, who eats a steak bagel?
All right. And that is this week's Dumbass Report, Fred.
All right. John, you guys do a podcast today?
Yeah, we did half of one today because Michael's busy and I was a little busy. But we're going to finish it up tomorrow. We reviewed Thor Ragnarok.
I watched it this weekend.
Yeah, I really liked it. Now, I want to temper your expectations a little bit because I did enjoy like Spider-Man and Logan and Wonder Woman. This, I think, is the best comic book movie of this year. Now, the plot could use some work, but is very funny. It's not the same humor as Deadpool, but it's on like that kind of level. Like that.
It started out with him talking to himself, like in a bad situation.
Or you think he was talking to himself.
Right.
Yes.
But it was like a very Deadpool-y open to the movie to me.
Yes. And there was a couple of I think that was kind of a nod to Deadpool. And by the way, news broke today that Disney, who owns Marvel, is trying to acquire 20th Century Fox, which owns Deadpool, X-Men, and the Fantastic Four.
There you go.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow, too.
Okay. So, you say it's the best one of the year?
I mean, I think so, but I don't want to put that in your head and then you go watch it and you'd be like, I didn't like that.
Well, it's not that I didn't like it. I just thought everybody that was raving about Wonder Woman, it wasn't nearly as good.
I'm with you. The plot wasn't like out of this world great.
Yeah.
But the character development of Thor was really good, I thought. I'm a little iffy on how the Hulk came across because the Hulk's never come across like that before. Like, when he's the Hulk, there's parts in this movie where he's the Hulk, but he's capable of reason.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's not very Hulk.
I was against that.
Yeah.
But watching the movie, he hasn't been Bruce Banner for 2 years. So.
Right.
And at that point, you start to pick up things if you're, Hulk.
Yeah, I would suppose. Or you just keep smashing things.
Oh, he smashes a lot of things in this movie.
Cool. All right, well, I'm interested in it. I definitely want to see it. And I've heard good reviews, but yeah, I kind of depend on you for these things. And you've only let me down with Wonder Woman, so that's not a bad record. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. We'll be back tomorrow. A lot more stuff to get to. We'll do a lot more college football tomorrow as well. Good job, John Lee. Good job, AJ Hoffman. Really bad job, Tom Savage.
Bad.
Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.